Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, I'm rolling.
Trying to hear the song.
Technical issues.
You want a little leaderboard update from the players?
Yes, give it to me. It is
140.
140 here. Well,
it's 240 there.
The Twin Cities, 240.
Cameron there. Smith with a one-shot lead at 11 under over Lahiri. Russell Knox at 8 under.
Wow, a completely new leaderboard.
Paul Casey at 8 under. Kevin Kisner at 8 under.
How far along are they, Joe? Are they going to get done today?
The leader is through 5 holes.
Oh, well, they're going to be pushing her. Mm-hmm. They're going to be pushing her to get finished.
Well, daylight savings over.
They'll have them played. Yeah, they'll have them played in the dark. Yeah, that's right.
They'll be done.
They got 6 inches of rain there in 2 days, though. Oof. Wow. Yeah. It was a pretty miserable low weather.
What are the Twins up to? Are they on an austerity move?
Pat and I were just asking each other the same thing.
You know what? They did sign Maeda, so my timeline. But I went back. Joe, in 2019, as we all recall, they set a world record for home runs. Nobody had ever hit this
Bomba many squad.
A lot of strikeouts, but world record for home runs. Yep. So they go into that offseason, and they need to tighten up some things. They need to, you know, maybe get a backup center fielder because Buxton's going to get hurt, and get some more pitch, definitely get more pitching, which they did get with Maeda, I'll admit that. But on January 15th, 2020, they signed Josh Donaldson, a free-swinging third baseman with power, to add to a lineup of free-swingers with power. And ever since that day, they gave him the biggest contract in franchise history, except for Joe, obviously, but the biggest
free agent
contract. Ever since that day, I can't figure out what the hell they're doing. And this was an all-timer over the weekend. Was it Friday or Saturday? Saturday, they trade for the infielder. Mm-hmm. Isaiah
Falefa.
F-A-L-E-L-A.
Falafel.
I saw something. He was raised by
He's of Hawaiian descent, correct?
Yes, he is Hawaiian descent.
Mahalo.
So, and Derek has a press conference in which he says, oh, this guy's, we've solved our shortstop problem. This guy might win a gold glove. He's so damn,
slick.
Underrated defensively. And he can hit, too. We're very excited to get him. Well, why do you come out and make that comment when you know the only reason you got him is trade him to the Yankees so you can dump Josh Donaldson, the guy you signed 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
And you gave away your starting catcher in the process.
Yeah, you gave away Mitch Garver for nothing. Now, these guys are such lunatics about defensive catchers that they were not a big Garver fans, I don't think. But yeah, I don't know what they're doing now. They don't have a shortstop now. So,
what came out of the negotiations? Are the playoffs really expanded to 14 teams?
12.
What a crying shame.
12 is hard to take.
That's not baseball.
14 would have been impossible to take.
It's not baseball. So,
no, it's not. But, you play 100 and I said you play 162 games to weed out the mediocre, right?
Right.
Now we're embracing the mediocre. Come on in. We're embracing the mediocre. Because these idiots think.
There'll be teams with losing records in the playoffs.
Yes.
We're pushing it, that's for sure. Yeah. And they think that if we're playing Cleveland in the middle of September, the Guardians, mm-hmm. if we're playing the hated Guardians, and they're three games under 500, and the Twins are five games under 500, but they're only three games out of sixth, that somebody's going to show up and watch it.
Right.
No, we're not that stupid.
Quick aside, I don't know which one of you two were the ones to mention it, but I was watching the Davidson and Richmond basketball game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland absolutely should have went with the Spiders as a nickname instead of the Guardians.
Yes, Richmond's the Spiders.
Yes.
Yeah, the Spiders.
Oh, that would have been, they would have had record sales for merchandise.
Yes, it would have been fantastic. And have a mean looking spider.
Yeah.
Have one of those spiders that's crawling out in Australia in the floods. Spiders that will, you know, not the ones that you get a little bite. Say, damn it, I think there's a spider in my bed. I got bites on it.
I'm losing a limb. Yeah, a limb.
I just,
chew off a limb.
So when's the World Series? In December?
It'll be November. No, Fox told them they didn't want to have games in November.
Because of football.
Football. And,
well, how are you going to do this with 12 teams?
Well, they're going to, what they're.
Doubleheader playoff games.
Yes, they will. They're going to hope that they don't have any bad weather in October. I got news for them. Yeah, I got
sometimes
news
that happens.
Yes.
What's one of the rain? Some light
late
snow.
Late October. They're just going to no off days, right?
I don't think so.
In the play, I think you're going to even in the best of seven, at least until the World Series. I think you're going to play every day, which would kind of take care of winning the World Series with Jack Morris and Frank Viola and one other starting pitcher like the Twins did twice.
So. Okay, now explain to me the Cousins deal. What that's all about.
I thought I got to give him credit for this. It appeared that you had two options, either dump him and then not have a quarterback, or and who knows what they would have gotten in return, or extend him for like 4 years and spread it out. But what they did is they figured it out that they could save, you know, Brzezinski's pretty good at this. They could save $14 million worth of salary cap money and give him a one-year extension, fully guaranteed. So he gets, a $15 million signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they can add two voidable years at the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
So his cap number goes from $45 million to $31 million, and they can handle that. And then they got him for 2 years. They don't have him for 4 years. So they have no better options for 2 years. So there was no quarterback to go get. You're not going to go get Mr. Massage down there in Houston, Deshaun Watson, and give up two number ones and a number two and a number three. So I thought they did pretty good here.
And Brady unretires to spend less time with his family.
Yes, he doesn't want to spend that much. Right. Boy, you got to have high standards if you want to spend less time with Giselle Bundchen, don't you?
He needs to be checked out.
Yes,
he really needs to be checked out.
I think he sees Rodgers not challenging him when it comes to wins, but a lot of those records, completions and all that stuff. I think all the great quarterbacks are huge of ego, and I think he is too. But it's Joe, he's going to be 45 in August.
Right.
And still playing. It's phenomenal.
At a high level. I mean, he was damn near the MVP this year.
That means he's got to eat twigs and gravel again for another year.
Yeah, I saw him play tours. Well, I didn't see him full time, but I see there was a couple of stinkers in there.
They
got beat 9-0 by somebody. Right?
That Saints game was a Monday night or a Thursday night game or whatever it was. He was not good.
He risks suddenly being 45 years old September 10th.
He does.
Suddenly, this hurts. He's going to wake up. He's going to be 45.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on record as the guy going against Tom Brady having a good year.
No, not at all. But it would not surprise me that he would experience that sudden onset of being 45.
True.
You know how you always talk about when Mick calls up Keith and says we're going out again, right. And Keith said, "Jeez."
No, it was Charlie.
Charlie always said, oh man. Yeah, well, Keith, I think, says it too. Well,
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah.
You, one of them, whoever he calls, they'll right. say, "Holy
crap. Mick, come on."
Yeah. By the way, they just announced a European tour for 2022.
You're kidding.
Right? Yeah. Yep. Keith.
That means my back hurt.
Poor Keith. So... But Brady does that with Gronk,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Gronk's got to come back. Now.
Brady talks to Gronk. Gronk said, "Yo, we've been getting video of Gronk from the Caribbean on the beach partying like a
not by himself either.
Spending his $1 million bonus,
partying like a maniac, and now he gets the call yesterday.
Oh,
saying,
he goes, oh,
we're
no.
coming back, Gronk.
Oh no,
because Gronk." Is playing in the middle of it, blocking and, you know.
Getting drilled.
Yes, and when they want to hold the ball in the fourth quarter, they run right behind Gronk and make him run into some 260-pound guy. Gronk don't want to come back.
Isn't Gronk a serious candidate for the brain stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's sticking his helmet.
And that was
yeah.
before he played football.
Yeah.
Right. So now, if you're the guy.
Poor Gronk.
Is this true? Is there someone that purchased at auction?
Yes, Brady's last ball, last touchdown.
For $500,000. How? I mean, what is that guy thinking
yeah,
today?
I
think he's thinking, boy, I hope he breaks his leg in training camp. That's what he's thinking.
I'm going to go on a sturdy limb, though, and think $500,000 to that guy probably isn't a big deal.
True, but if you spend, kind of, but if you, yes, I see what you're saying.
But aren't you
but
happy?
Also there might be the ego part.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't you happy for a guy being that stupid, though? I mean, to
yes,
have this
yes.
happen to him.
Yes.
Someone had the great
yes.
tweet with.
Yeah, I mean, I could say, yeah, this is, yeah, last, you know, this is last home
we
run
threw
ball.
24 more after that, but this was the yeah.
somebody
24th last.
Somebody had tweeted out, you know, the face you make when you find out Brady's coming back after spending $500,000. It's the picture of Larry David with the, what? What just
deal?
Happened?
$500,000 for that purchase go to charity?
I would assume so.
Or did Brady pocket it?
No, it was probably at an auction.
I don't know somebody how somebody got
I'm
a
sure
hold
some,
of it.
There's got to be a charity. I'll find
I
out.
I don't have any idea.
You saw a nice hockey game.
Oh, God, it was a hell of a game. I'm, you know, not Mr. High School. In fact, I went in 1983 for the mornings, for the afternoon session and got to see Columbia Heights and Reggie Miracle yep. upset. Was it Edina?
I think so.
Some upset. Reggie Miracle stood on his head.
Right.
Won the game. Ran downstairs. Talked to Reggie. This was back when I was fast. Made the flight to Orlando that night for spring training because my tradition had always been to made an 8 o'clock flight because I went and saw Reggie Miracle. And I'd been to one other hockey session since because I always timed my trip to. To
Fort Myers.
Spring training yep. when I used to do like 10 days to Fort Myers for when the hockey tournament was on. I was there once about, it was in the old building, I think. No, I think it was in the new building. So early 2000s, but that was I was there all day.
I didn't like the hair on the Endo boys.
No, it was pretty bad.
They all looked like Harpo Marx.
Yeah, well, they all had blonde hair yeah. too, you know.
Why don't you tell Pat what you told us about Andover?
What's a concept?
It's out there, baby.
Where is it? Is there a downtown?
No, it's the fifth high school. It's the fifth high school in Anoka Hennepin County District. And, you know, Coon Rapids was the power, and now they're too close to the city, so people moved out.
Yep.
And then Blaine, for years, was the you know, Anoka was the original
right.
power out there all by itself. Then Coon Rapids was really good for a while. And Blaine is still
the Bengals, yeah.
fairly competitive. But then Champlin Park, they had the...
don't forget about Champlin Park.
Don't forget, they
yeah,
had,
I know.
They had their little run, but now
remember
it's
their conditioning
Andover.
Coach?
Now it's Andover. Joe. Well,
Maple Grove.
Reavers can confirm this. I went out to Chanhassen to see the Benilde basketball player.
Okay.
Thursday. Olivia Olson, supposed to be the... number three recruit in the class of 2024.
Which
sophomore.
Means he's not playing for the Gophers.
No, she's a...
I'm sorry.
I drove by the Chaska High School for the first time ever since they built it. It's the damnedest thing you've ever seen. It's a campus. It's a college campus with... And is that 2020 they built that?
No, you're talking about Chanhassen High School.
No, Chaska. The new
Chaska High School.
When did they build that?
Oh, that's, I'm trying to remember when
that. That's enormous.
Well, keep in mind, up until 2010, Chanhassen and Chaska were combined high schools. You know, that's when they split and built Chanhassen High School was 2010.
Well, they're next. They got these two. Yep. Chaska is going to be the next. Chaska and Chanhassen are going to be the next. Shakopee is going to be a powerhouse. And even Prior Lake to some extent because they still got land out there to build in. But all this, I mean, you're right. Andover and Maple Grove. Maple Grove barely existed 20 years ago. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, Maple Grove started in 96, I think, didn't they, as a high school?
It's that new?
Maple Grove is, yeah. Late 90s. I'm almost positive it's 96.
Now, this dates a fella a little bit, but when I was at the St. Cloud Times, 67 or 68, and I covered St. Cloud Cathedral, and somebody sent me a copy of this column I wrote on Cathedral's game was against the St. Michael Mikes, the little Catholic school in the little town of St. Michael, right?
Yep.
It was a Catholic school. And they, you know, that's all they had in St. Michael.
Right.
Now they probably are graduating, what, 700 easily. Or something?
Oh, easily.
St. Michael?
Yes. Albertville.
St. Michael Albertville.
Yes.
Enormous. And
then the true north has just all but disappeared. Rosso and International Falls.
Now, Rosso got beat in the semi. They're still playing double A, trying to play double A because I don't think they want to lose to War Road in A. But they're still up there, stuck by themselves, and they dug in. They're still playing double A. I don't know. I think they want an 08.
All my predictions. Really, were pretty bad.
Did you see, by the way, your guy with Miasich, the photo, the Prior Lake kid?
Yeah.
That was
Andrew
pretty
Bump?
Cool.
Oh, yeah, John, was Alex, John Down?
Yeah.
Alex Bump.
It was pretty cool.
John was here? Damn.
I think, I forgot. Was it Chris Long that
John
took the photo?
John still holds the record for 7 goals.
Yes.
That game.
Yes. That might have been against Nettie.
Could have been.
Nettie was the Wilmer goalie. Basically had magazines on his shins when they were playing when the Evelyn's team. But, God, You know what makes hockey great?
Mm-hmm.
When it's loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, when you're not all that worried about giving one up, right? Because you maybe get the next one.
Okay, then explain Wild losing 6-2 to Nashville.
Well, they gave up 2 empty netters.
Yeah, so it's 4-2. I didn't detect any absence of effort on the part of the Wild.
Hmm.
So that leads you to one conclusion. Maybe they ain't that good.
I don't know.
Hakkinen was the goalie.
Let me say that this top Andover line, that Thorson kid and guys with him, whew. And then I saw an interesting War Road when Hermantown beat War Road.
Mm-hmm.
Their coach, the Hermantown coach, had an interesting theory trying to protect the third lead, the 3-2 lead in the third period.
Mm-hmm.
The two defensemen never left the ice. You know, those his big two defensemen, one is going to Duluth and the other's going to the other place. They never left the ice. But, Andover was Louis was just dazzled by that game and Andover.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
went down and congratulated him. Yeah. Said it was the best hockey game he'd seen since 1969.
Right.
War Road and he died.
I was surprised because I heard him say that, but I thought the 5 overtime game, Duluth East and Apple Valley, I thought he would have cited that one too.
But how about chance? Sometimes you just play long. How many chances were
there? That's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, this game was 6-5, and it could have been 12-11.
Oh, the goalie performance was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because I told Joe earlier, we went to the Bride and I took the boys to the Mankato game Saturday. We stayed for the first 2 periods, got home, and ended up seeing the last part of the third period in both overtimes. So
They came out, they got behind 2-0 in 3 minutes. Then they got behind 3-1 with 17 seconds to go in the first period and got one with 3 to go. And then they're losing. Then they got 2 minutes to go and they're down 5-4 and Maple Grove's trying to hold off and boom, they tie it. And
we also, Pat, we sat in the near the student section Saturday afternoon for the Mankato game.
Any alcohol involved?
Oh, yeah.
They sell alcohol at a college game?
Oh, they have since I went to school there.
Oh, for Pete's
sake. It's not on campus.
Oh.
But they learned some new words.
Uh-huh.
Almost as colorful as when they hang out here on Mondays when we're not recording the show. It's very similar.
They beat them 8-1 or something?
It wasn't even that close. They were toying with them. Yeah. They're going to win it all this year, my Mavs.
Well, the only trouble with saying that is it's hockey.
Yep.
You know, but they got the goalie.
They got the goalie, sure. And they got two great defensemen,
if
too.
If you want your kid to be a great goalie, name him
Dryden.
But did you check out, you know, we used to do the state basketball tournament girls' first names.
Mm-hmm.
You check out the boys' first names in the hockey tournament.
I didn't really.
Bo, B-A-U, Ollie.
Doodling?
Gavin with a Y.
Oh, no. Tragedy. Tragic.
I think there's a, for suburban parents out here in the boonies that are dedicated to hockey and they know they want their kids to be hockey players.
Yeah.
There's a place where you consult to get
name.
Names, to yeah. get names that are going to, you know, to catch people's eye.
You got a kid, who's got the goalie named Dryden?
The Mankato goalie.
Mankato,
and
Dryden
I take it
McKay.
That's his first name.
Dryden
yes,
McKay.
Dryden McKay, yeah. Yep. Pretty damn good.
He's a really good goalie.
Oh, he's the best in the country.
Yeah. Is that, would you think Ken Dryden was an influence there?
Yes, Dad was a goalie. I think Dad was a goalie someplace, and Dryden was his hero, so.
Fighting chance.
You know,
was pretty good.
There's genes in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the way, Derek Plant's kid, who's the best forward for Hermantown.
Yeah.
Derek, Zam is his first name.
X-A-M?
Z-A-M.
That's not a name.
Zam.
Like Zam.
And I went to the press conference after they won and said, so are you named after Zamboni? And he said, I've been asked that. No. But he doesn't know where it came from. But he's Zam.
Zam.
We know St. Zam.
Right. No, there ain't no. Zim, Zam, Zumi, Zao.
What if they had come to the baby walk at the state fair and said, meet our son, Zam.
We would have humiliated the kid.
I don't care if you did play in the NHL and were one of the greatest players in UMD history. We don't approve.
Denied.
Denied.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And I got there early enough so I didn't have to worry about the parking.
She was a packed house,
they had a full
too.
House. Oh, I did. It was good. It was big. Yeah. Well.
Now, do you have to buy a ticket for each game, or is it one session for both games?
No. I'm not sure.
Did they clear out?
I don't know.
Between games, did you and Louie run down to Mancini's?
No, I was stayed and
typed,
composed something. Yeah. Subbed.
You can stay for both games for that morning session.
No, I meant
for the championship games.
If you go to the
games.
Noon game and the 7, they have a third place game.
But that's at the Gophers Arena.
No, Joe's alma mater defeated Prior Lake in the third place game. Yeah, and they went overtime.
Where was that game, at the X?
That was at the X.
When, after the title?
After the 4:30, so maybe you stay. I don't know. I think they announced different crowds, though. So
for the championship game, it may be different.
Okay.
But I think the third place game, for the AA session, you have to have a different ticket, but you get two games then.
Okay.
If you want to watch third place.
Can North Carolina beat my Marquettes? Or can my Marquettes beat
North Carolina?
Marquette
can beat North Carolina. North Carolina is very mediocre, but.
I know less this year than I ever have about a bracket.
Here's all you need to know. Duke's going to be in the Final Four because the refs want Krzyzewski in the Final Four.
Did you see lowly Virginia Tech beat them bloody in the AICC championship?
I heard something.
They got them in the same bracket as Gonzaga.
They're playing Cal State Fullerton
true.
In game one. Duke.
Yeah, they'll be Cal State.
That'll be a bloodbath.
And I think they put them in Greensboro, too, didn't they?
They are in. Greensville.
They made Greensboro. Yeah. They made the Dukies make the long, arduous trip to Greensboro.
How about the fact that the Big Ten has 9 teams and their highest seed is a 3? I found that shocking.
Well, last year they had 8 or 9 and puked.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Well, Illinois was a 4 seed. I thought they had a chance.
You know, the underachievers of the year are Purdue. They ended up losing a lot of games with two
big
guys. They're
a 3 seed.
Well, they almost lost to the Gophers here.
Yeah. We send out our congratulations to our Iowa neighbors to the south, champions in the Big Ten of both women's and men's basketball.
Woo-hoo.
As I said on Twitter, well, at least we can hold football over there.
I got a math problem.
What's the problem?
Here's your bracket right here.
Yes.
Okay, then you got the play-in brackets.
Yes.
Where do they end up?
It'll tell you up here.
I think they play, one of them's an 11 seed and one of them's
stupidest. The stupidest thing is, it used to be the lowest seeded teams played. Now, for some
there's
TV
actual
appeal,
teams,
they
yeah.
got Rutgers and Notre Dame playing.
Yeah.
Who are both legitimate in the field teams.
And it should be that, because even now there'd be greater interest in the gambling era we live in, don't you think?
But I mean, how does Notre Dame and Rutgers get the short straw? How do you decide those are the teams that get the short straw?
I think, is it part of the last four that made it in? Was that part of the deal? You have to do the play-in bit?
It used to just be one, right?
They have 30. They have 32 conference champions to get in, and then they got 32 at large, so maybe they're the last four at large. Or something. But I can't believe Notre Dame and Rutgers were.
So who's going to win this thing, Gonzaga?
I hope so, because that means Duke won't get there.
Right.
I saw that Gonzaga, though, when they announced him, and they acted like they were excited. Damn, that Holmgren kid's skinny.
Yeah.
He's, the kid from here. Chet Holmgren. He's great. But he's 7'1".
There's no way he's going to the NBA next year.
No, I think he'll play another year, Kyle.
He'll get beaten to a pulp.
He needs a sandwich, man.
Yes,
he's
he does.
He's really thin. His dad, was a Prior Lake boy, and then went to the Gophers. But his dad was not this skinny like him.
He's a good player, though.
Oh, God, he can do everything. He was shooting over 40% on threes earlier this year.
Speaking of skinny seven-footers.
Yo.
Did you guys happen to see the post game of the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks game yesterday?
No,
I'm going to guess
not.
No.
Of course
I'm
going
to guess no. So Kevin Durant.
Another tough loss for Tibbs, man.
Yeah. So Kevin Durant is at the post-game presser,
yes.
Whatever. So, Joel, pay attention. So, Kyrie Irving for the Nets was not allowed to play yesterday because he's not vaccinated.
Still has the vaccine.
However,
he wasn't allowed to be in the stands.
No, he was sitting next to the team.
Oh.
Yeah.
With no mask or anything. Kevin Durant said, what are we doing here? What?
Yeah.
He could sit right here.
Yes,
but he can't play in the game because science.
Yeah.
That's what the hell?
Yeah, well, that's like... football games when you got 65 players on the sidelines, you got everybody else, and then the coaches. Then Zim's got to wear a coach over his mask over his mouth.
Right.
Over never touched his nose the entire season.
Right.
You know what? I was fine with masks. I had no problem.
Sure.
I wear them to the grocery store. That was fine if they wanted to make me do that. But. It's over.
Uh-huh.
It's over. I'm driving through campus today.
Well, a lot of
I'm driving through campus. There's people on a corner, nobody within 150 feet of them,
right.
Wearing a mask.
Yep.
Now, you almost, if I wasn't then stereotyped as a, Trump fanatic or something, I would have put down the window and said, "You don't need it. You don't need it. You're good out here.
There's no one near you.
Yeah, there's no one.
You are okay.
I see mask wearing people all the time on my walk.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I don't.
I love the people that are in the car by themselves.
Yes.
Driving down
all
the freeway.
Masked up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
Ruck, you know what
in
he
fact,
would say?
I would get
why
if
why?
I had left the grocery store. And forgot to take it down and was driving home, I'd say, boy, get that bag. Somebody might see you and think you're a moron. You're in the car by yourself and you're worried about it. Brock got it, huh?
Yeah.
Has he got the crone?
Nah, he feels good.
Has he got the crone?
He's got the vid.
Do we know which variety? Because you want the crones. The crone's the one you want.
What's the crone?
Omicron. Oh, Omicron.
You don't want that.
Oh, yeah, I had a
nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing. If you're vaccinated.
You ever had that?
The Crone?
Yeah.
No.
Which you had something.
I had the...
The vid? Delta?
You have the vid?
I had the vid.
Even though you're vaccinated?
It knocked
you had
me,
the original?
It knocked me on my ASS.
That was way
I got pneumonia.
Oh,
I was out for a week.
Yeah, I remember that.
Just laying in bed.
In January.
January, December. No, this was after Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is after Thanksgiving. Oh. And I've had my shots. I haven't had my booster yet, but other than that, it's. I'm having
Is there another?
Fun.
When do us old guys get another booster? I've been almost six. Even,
John Heschen. John Heschen, the guy that owns the.
I'm almost 6 months removed from
you?
The booster. Yeah, I got the booster October 1st.
St. Paul Pharmacy, on St. Clair and Snelling. Johnny Heschen, the old farm boy that's a pharmacist, great guy. I saw him at the Wild Game. He said, yeah, just come over right now. Come over this week and I'll get you. What do you want, Moderna or whatever, and get it done with.
It used to be like when I ran into Sheldon at Timberwolves games, I'd get my flu shot. Say, yeah. come on in
Let's
after halftime. I'll get
Let's
you a little poke.
Done.
So, yeah.
But he said, yeah, there's people left and right still getting their boosters. And it's
Yeah, well, that's good.
But
yeah, what the hell?
Do you get a vibe, though? I mean, you can see it on TV, the news. Cases are going down.
Yes.
We're going to be all right.
I want another shot. What's wrong
you
with
want another
you?
Shot.
Did you
I'll
get a little ill?
Shot.
First time, but they told me it wasn't the vaccine. Came down with something else.
Okay.
You're away from your mic again.
No, I had all three of them and never had a...
On the booster, I got sick for 24 hours.
I had a headache nothing. For 12 hours, yeah. maybe. Yeah. That was it.
I didn't feel anything with the shot.
Yeah, but I'd like to try it. You know, I got all the Pfizer. I'd like to try the Moderna, see how that one
is. Go to the other side. Come to the other side for a little bit.
Do just a little comparison.
Yes, well, how do I feel? What am I doing here?
What's going on? Let's get full of it. Whatever it is, let's get full of
it. I don't want another shot, but there's so many intelligent people, including doctors, who say I'm crazy. Get it the minute you can.
Get it done with. Get that body.
Well, I told you a friend of ours who was a strong... Same age as me, gal, strong anti-vaxxer, and she's no longer with us.
Mm.
She got it about the same time. She got it about a month before I did.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, let's go to the bank. You know what they say? What they say?
Who's they?
They. Whoever they is.
Yeah.
It's like this. See, I'm showing you
he's
with
got
my
his hand.
Hand
there.
Yeah. It's like you. Here comes that virus bug that's going to get you, right?
Right.
Yep.
And it's here.
Yep.
And then it's here. And then it's here.
Yeah.
And then it's here. And then it's here. So you either want to get him when he's here or over here, but not when he's up here.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know,
it's a heat.
Sometimes
it was like a big hill.
Yeah, it's like a big hill. It's like that. Top of the hill is more dangerous than the bottom of the hill.
Right.
It's always been thus.
On the bottom of the hill, you're fine. Top
yes,
of the hill,
you fall
look
down
out.
At the bottom of the hill.
Look
out. I'm going to fill this out just for the hell of it.
Why not? Hey, speaking of Iowa, there was a, thanks to Super 70 Sports, they captured this on Twitter. The Waterloo, I believe it was an NBC station, has the picture of Jordan Bohannon after he beat Indiana with the game-winning shot. They misspelled shot.
Oh,
and Super 70 Sports then said, boy, he sank a big one.
Yeah.
Game-winning shot where shot was misspelled.
Yeah, that happens. The great Bill McGrane became the Vikings PR guy, but he was a very good gopher reporter for the, and he ended up PR guy at the vice president at the Bears, and now you knew McGrane.
Yeah.
But he used to cover the Gophers. And I remember being a copy boy in 64 or so, and he was lauding Archie Clark with the Vikings, I mean the Gophers, and he had in there with his gaudy bag full of tricky shots, but it didn't come out shots. And this was still in the linotype days, and we always suspected that a linotype guy thought it was pretty funny to put an I in there instead of an O. He had a gaudy bag full of tricky
shots
in the outstate run. Yeah. And somebody, I think old Louis Green was the high-strung slot man and saw that and went absolutely
Never
insane running downstairs.
I never had
that one?
Happen. Yeah.
No. I always told you, though, The most nervous moments of my life were taking line scores for the Cold Spring baseball, high school
oh, God,
baseball
that
team.
That would have terrified me.
Star player Steve Fuchs, catcher, no, star pitcher Steve Fuchs,
yep.
Catcher Gary Fuker, and the shortstop Steve Fuchs, Gary Ficker. Ficker? Careful. Fuchs and Fuker were on.
That would have terrified me.
It would have been. You couldn't.
I said no.
I said, I'm not covering one of their games.
Imagine being the play-by-play guy for them. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Fuker.
My friend that works at the airport, when he filed his first, you have to send a report after every shift.
Okay, I got this figured out now.
And the first shift report that I sent out said, early evening report.
Oh, you missed a letter.
I missed the F.
Yeah.
And the one gal said, you might want to proofread the stuff before you send it.
Or do we really have to follow this schedule?
What'd you figure out?
What if it's an hour later before we feel the urge?
I see how the bracket works now. They left a blank slot for Alabama. So, for example, the Rutgers-Notre Dame winner plays Alabama in game one.
Yes.
All right, now I get it.
You figured it out.
I figured it
out. Now we can go.
Use your expert. You've won a couple of those, haven't you, just by going...
Just by a mad monkey, going like this.
Right.
I don't even bother anymore. I don't follow it close enough to even.
I do it because the kids do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to do one with my boys, but that's about it. Because we don't have the radio station bracket challenge that we were all so heavily invested in every year.
Oh, hey, don't forget to do your bracket challenge. Do I have to? Yeah.
Cameron Smith has a...
One.
Well, Cameron Smith and whoever Lahiri is, they're tied at 10 under.
Lahiri is, I believe he's a foreign fellow.
Country of India?
India or Pakistan. Yeah.
Victor Hovland is one back.
Mm-hmm. I see our guy from India. He kind of likes Putin, huh? He won't say anything bad about him. He won't say anything bad about Putin.
Because Putin's offering him cheap oil now.
Oh, okay. That's
a deal. He's still taking it.
I'll get you. Yeah, okay. well, that's it's an interesting world in which we reside, that's for sure.
All right, fellas.
See ya.
We're going to go to the bank.
Catch you later, bros.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Ricey sent you.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. It's crazy to think that a few weeks ago we were talking about whether or not Tua Tagovailoa should consider retiring after two concussions and worldwide debates on player safety and NFL culpability. Tua has done nothing but go back to work and currently has the Dolphins riding a 3-game win streak and one loss behind the division favorite Buffalo Bills. While everyone was yapping about the end of his career, Tua Tagovailoa said he'll decide when it's time. And clearly, he's not ready to hang up the cleats. Hi, this is Chris Howard from the Plugged In with Chris Howard podcast. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting up-to-the-minute scores for every the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including the MLB playoffs, the start of the NHL season, MMA, boxing, and golf. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.